It is definitely time to get your dancing shoes on and celebrate International Women's Week. I'm talking way too loud, and if you don't like the sound, you could just tune it out. Who you rooting for? They say whatever team that'll win. I say cool, cause it's gonna be whichever one I'm in. Yeah, I'm good like that. Yeah, I'm good like that. And I am rooting for women all over the world. Team that'll win. I say cool, cause International Women's Day. It's Wednesday the 8th. Whatever you did on Wednesday, it's great. But this is celebrating women globally. And I had a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful talk with Dr. Loretta Odowe Ogboro Oko. She is the most amazing gynecologist. You've heard her here on the radio show before. So that Zoom link will be available. The interview will be put into little chunks and put onto YouTube. So look out for my YouTube channel, Jenny Russell. Juliet Echo November November India Russell Romeo Uniform Sierra Sierra Echo Lima Lima, or follow me on Pelvic Floor Secrets. But regardless, welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only real feel good radio station. Now available on Alexa. Just say, Alexa, play UK Health Radio. How you doing? I really, really do hope, like me, you to remember that you are blessed and highly favored, a magnet for miracles, the solution to someone's problem, and the answer to somebody's prayer. Now, I was really blessed because last Friday I was asked at the last minute, would I mind stepping in and going across London to Croydon to deliver a talk on menopause for women on the Saturday? And it was a really empowering session. I talked about menopause, I talked about it as being the last big event to affect our female cycle. But I remember, for me, it's really about the 3 M's and a PM. It's about starting. Where are you starting your train journey? Where are you starting your life cycle journey? For every female, it starts from her first period, so it has to start from menstruation. And if we remember that many of the symptoms of menopause can be experienced in menstruation and even through maternity, then if we look at the whole life cycle of a female, we can change the culture, the productivity, the performance, the profits in a company by looking at women and giving them the tools and the education they need to make the right choices so that they remain invaluable and that their expertise and experience is, one, not lost from a company, but two, not experienced by a company for fear of promoting them into senior positions only to feel they're going to lose them further down the line.
Lord knows it's God's way.
So, how has your week been? Where have you found yourself? What did you do for International Women's Day? And what are you celebrating for females this month? Now me, I went straight for the jugular because we really need to look at the seat of the soul. We really need to look at the foundation of who we are. On the 14th of March, so you're going to hear the show on Thursday, so literally a week today, we start the 60-day Optimizing Health Challenge. One of the ladies that signed up over the weekend is a lady who was born with polio. I am so excited to be able to help that lady. I went to a funeral on Friday and another lady had seen my reel and I actually booked her place on the 60-day challenge at the funeral. She approached me. Let's get that right. So, it's really, really exciting. But for International Women's Day, the conversation I wanted to have and the conversation I want to start this show with, as I said, is around female intimate health. You know, this show is about female intimate health and the whole person. And I sold a good couple of handfuls of my second book, Pelvic Floor Secrets. And I started that book with Better Sex, Flatter Abs. That's, I used to do parties called Better Sex Flatter Abs. And I just want to read the first couple of pages to you again, because I just think it's an inspiring book. It's still available to buy on jennyrussell.com. Go into products and programs, and you'll find it here. And literally, honestly, this is a true conversation. Whenever I ask women one of the following subjects, which one of the following subjects, sorry, they want to discuss first, better sex or flatter abs, the answer is always the same. Every female wants to discuss better sex. This is the case regardless of culture or social status. The 21st century woman is very aware of her sexuality, and her sexual satisfaction plays an important part in defining who she is, how she's viewed, and what she is advertising. Her body and her body language truly are her adverts. Now, I've got lots of poems, and I've had, diverting slightly, it's not in the book, but I wrote my very first spoken word in 2007, and it was an ode to your body. And the first paragraph simply says this. You know your, they say your body is your advert, and you know it must be true. Each day it tells a story. Each day the story's new. You advertise your life, your health, and who and where you're at. And without a care for what it says, your advert could be flat. Second paragraph goes, the health of all your organs, your cells and all within can be told as your story unfolds through your hair, your nails and skin. So it goes on. Today's female has a new confidence about her intimate encounters, and she wants to know that she is in control of the sensations that are experienced, not just by herself, but by her husband or partner. She wants to know that she can grip, she can massage, and she can increase the sensations felt during orgasm. She is definitely an active part of the action. There is no more laying back, are we there yet, thinking of England. It does not matter how pretty she makes the outside. A fajazzle will not be the lasting impression if, on the inside, she does not feel equally as great. Better sex is empowering, it is commanding, and above all, ladies, it is rewarding. It's an amazing negotiator, a crazy end to a crazy night out, and the difference between a good relationship and its longevity and a poor one. Now, while sex remains a relatively taboo subject in England in terms of discussion, the act of sex and the pleasure it can bring sits high on the agenda as the number one exercise to get Britons and Brits moving. It requires no special clothing or footwear. It requires no gym membership, just the confidence to strip bare in front of the other person in most cases. Sex has become the focal point of many people's lives and relationships today, especially during lockdown. To have better sex is a desire that more and more women are working towards, and most men will go to amazing lengths to get. Though an amazing pastime, hobby, or even job or chore for the minority, sex can also be very judgmental. It is a great measure of confidence, overall well-being, and ability. Typically, great sex is measured in a female by the tautness of her vagina, her agility, and her willingness to be adventurous, as well as her endurance and sensitivity. In a man, is measured by the size of his manhood, his agility, his staying power, sensitivity, and his selflessness. While selflessness is important for both parties, it is the man's ability to delay ejaculation and ensure that his partner is fully satisfied before the encounter is over that qualifies him as a good and attentive lover. Better sex is achievable by improving our ability to perform well. Our performance, though, is determined by our flexibility, our ingenuity, our longevity, and our tautness. And these elements are directly affected by one set of muscles that are continually overlooked and rarely thought about, the pelvic floor. It is not the primary purpose or the responsibility of the pelvic floor, but it is a significant role in what it can do in intimacy. And that's just the start of my book, Pelvic Floor Secrets. Now, my first book, obviously, Can a Vagina Really Buy a Mercedes, looked at the relationship between the lower abdominals, the pelvic floor, and the impact on sexual function. And what we discussed on live on Facebook was really, how do these muscles affect our confidence? How do they affect our mental, emotional well-being? How are these muscles affected by our digestive and detoxification system? How do these muscles affect and are affected by our posture, our movement ability, and our body shape? Because many times we just have no idea. We don't think about it. We don't think, oh my God, these set of muscles that line my basin, that line my pelvis, really play a big role in the way in which I stand up, the way in which I sit down, the way in which I move. Who really thinks about the role they play in the shape and contour of their stomach, the lower abdominals, especially that little pouch? Who thinks about the shape and contour of their butt? Who would have thought that the shape and contour of their butt can really be a kind of visible indicator of whether or not their pelvic floor was working properly? I can see that by the shape of your butt. I mean, you know, that's crazy, right? The shape and contour of your thighs, the position of your feet, whether your arches are dropped or they're lifted. I mean, it's it's far-reaching. But then when we look at the many injuries that men and women struggle with, especially men and sportsmen, hamstrings, knee and ankle sprains, groin sprains, especially groin sprains, the pelvis is the cornerstone of stability for the rest of the body. And it's usually the first area where weakness shows up. And if you're weak in the pelvis, most times you're weak in the pelvic floor. Now, the interesting thing for us as females is that weakness comes from the tightness, which comes from the trauma, which comes from the unforgiveness, which comes from the not letting go, usually of the relationship choices and experiences we've had in our earlier lives. And those relationships may be long gone, long past. The event has long gone. Sadly, it locks itself into our root chakra within the pelvis, in our sex organs, in the sacral chakra, which is the second one, in our sex and reproductive organs. And all of a sudden, we've got all of this stuff that's just locked in here. It has a major impact on our digestive system, which is the mother system of the body, our detoxification system, which then affects our sex hormones, which then affects our reproductive system and can affect our menses, can affect our maternity, long before it even has an opportunity to impact or affect our menopause. Yeah, that's called a pause and think about that. Now, I want to ask you a question. Should it be that health and vitality all of a sudden are like this almost inaccessible commodity, this luxury item that's only available to the few that are willing to invest in it? Should our health and vitality, should our health and happiness really be something that's kind of like sought after as almost akin to a luxury item or a really amazing experience? Should that be something that we go, wow, that's out of my reach, I can't have that? Because literally that's what optimizing our health has suddenly become, something that almost as if it costs too much. But when we measure it in terms of finance and go, I'm not paying for that, and I could do like the 60-day challenge or my coaching programs, but we forget that you can measure cost in many ways, and there are other ways that it could cost you. For many women that come to see me with their pelvic floor, it's literally almost cost them their marriage or their relationship. Now, that's so much more than actually investing into your health and vitality and making sure that never becomes an issue. It can cost you in terms of the quality of your life, the freedom of your movement, the embarrassment. It can cost you your career. So really and truly, when you start to measure the cost, you go, oh my God, the investment really isn't that much. But is it because we don't realize that many of the habits that we've developed and we have are actually exacerbating our poor health as opposed to optimizing our health? That's where I think we find ourselves, and that's where we struggle. So this International Women's Month, I want to create a different movement. I really do. So for those of you that seen the Facebook Live and were there on live on International Women's Day, fantastic. But it is available to see again on my thread. Just go on to Jenny Russell on Facebook. You'll find me sitting sidled on a chair, one hand on my head, with a beautiful white, black, orange and gold striped dress on. So have a look at that. Have a look at that Facebook thing there. You're listening before the 14th and you really do want to get one of the last few places left on the 60-day Optimizing Health Challenge, then honestly, I would implore you to book on that challenge. That link should be on my Facebook thread to see. If you want to find it on LinkedIn as well, you'll find it there. Or you can send me an email, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. Papa, Echo, Lima, Victor, Indigo, Charlie, Sierra, Echo, Charlie, Echo, Tango, Sierra at icloud.com. PelvicSecrets for sugar at icloud.com. But let's play a trail and let's come back on the other.
UK Health side. Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Kommer hon att säga
banging on about the pelvic floor, and you may be thinking, oh gosh, but you know, I think there's a couple of things that happen to us, because like I said, hidden from view, not a thought or regard. The pelvic floor, your internal bodyguard, put under pressure all day and all night to avoid embarrassment, the sphincters must stay shut tight. Now, the thing that we don't realise is that we don't think about it as everyday muscles. Its everyday role is to support the internal organs, the sex, the reproductive, and all the internal organs in their anatomical position. That's its everyday role. And then aside from that, it plays a role in helping to keep the pelvis stable. And it, so in spinal stability, in pelvic and spinal stability. So its everyday role is to keep the internal organs in their natural anatomical position, to keep us continent, so to avoid us embarrassing ourselves and voiding at an inopportune time, to stabilize our pelvis and keep it neutral, and to stabilize our spine, to allow our limbs to move so we don't create issues and problems around our spinal muscles, around our back, and create issues around the pelvis that actually alters our gait and our movement ability and disrupts us or opens us up for more injuries or dysfunction, so we can't do the things we want to do with ease. But then the pelvic floor is a bag of muscles that people don't really think about, but those muscles, they need energy, they need nutrients, they need life force, they need oxygen. And so our nutrients are carried around in our blood and in our oxygen around the system. And if our breathing is compromised, then anything below the belly button takes longer to heal. So that means the pelvic floor can have many issues. Most of them could be mental, emotional, digestive, and detoxification in nature. But because we don't recognize these things, we don't realize what's happening. And then because we don't, many people don't like exercise, much less pelvic floor. I had a lady that said she was given a program to do, but she found it boring and didn't do it because it just seemed too easy to work. The funny thing is, the things that actually work really well aren't that difficult. They're really not that difficult. And so sometimes we equate effectiveness with the complexity of something. But actually, they don't seem that difficult, but if you do not have good sensory communication, then they're far more difficult than you think. So people are given pelvic floor exercises to do, and they find the exercise, in inverted commas, on its own, too simple, too boring. But those muscles tire really quickly, so they don't have the endurance that the legs have, or the arms have, or the chest or the back has. So I don't really see what we are looking for in terms of the intensity when it comes to working those muscles. But they have a massive job to do. Massive, absolutely massive. So we have to then start to respect that part of it. Then we have to think to ourselves, well, okay, what can happen to these muscles when our sex hormones start to change, when they start to diminish? So we start to lose estrogen. That production starts to decline. Our DHEA starts to decline. And don't get me wrong, these things decline in menopause. But when we're running on empty and our stress hormones are just elevated for prolonged periods of time, these sex hormones have been diminishing long before you even get to menopause, which can exacerbate the issue. So what happens is we can experience things known as atrophic vaginismus. So it's a shrinking and a thinning and an inflammation of the vaginal wall due to a decline in estrogen, our sex hormone. And estrogen helps to plump up those muscles. So this deficiency can also affect, as I just mentioned, the density of the internal urethral sphincter. So we have two sphincters on the bladder. We have an internal one that we don't really control and the external one we control. The problem with this is that when they start to thin, it makes it more difficult for those sphincters to stay fully closed and help us to stop leaking. But also, if we have a distended belly and we have poor abdominal muscles to hold our internal organs in place, that creates more pressure on the pelvic floor, plus this thinning that happens, And if we've got poor posture and we've got a really tipped pelvis, tipping forwards, almost Donald Duck, so we have an increased curve in the low back, which everybody wants to have, then what happens is the ligaments that hold that in place get lengthened at the front, right where the bladder is. So you've got the lengthening of the ligaments, you've got the non-protection of the lower abdominal muscular wall because it's not got the strength and the tautness it needs. And then you have the thinning of these muscles. And then what happens is bladder capacity tends to decrease, so you feel like you want to go toilet more often. But this can also happen to women even during breastfeeding. So what happens is we've got deconditioned muscles we haven't thought about that then have their natural life cycle history. And as our sex hormones, either from exaggerated elevated lengths of stress, which decreases those and puts more pressure on the adrenals, that then suppresses our sex hormones. Because the body won't keep saying, oh, she's really stressed. Let's just keep making loads and loads of sex hormones because that's what we're going to do. No, the body thinks it's in danger. It's like, we've either got to stay and fight or we got to turn and run. We got one of the two. But whilst we're doing that, we are not going to sit down and say, wow, this food tastes really good. I'm going to sit down and digest it. And we're not going to say, come on, baby, let's get it on. We're not going to do that. The body's not going to do that. So it will suppress your sex hormones. Now, we don't need to suppress them for a prolonged period of time when they're going to diminish when we get to a set age. So we've got to think about these things. Then we've got vaginal laxity. So it's like one end, you've got one that's thinning. Then you've got vaginal laxity, which is also known as a loose vagina. And that's when the connective tissue support becomes loose. And that can be childbirth, it can be old age, it can be, believe it or not, too much sexual intercourse without the relevant comprehensive strength and conditioning program to counterbalance it. You have to remember that in order for us to be able to be intimate, our muscles have to know how to relax and expand, lengthen, so that we can allow in to have the pleasure and then come back out. But every muscle wants to expand and contract. And that's that massaging, gripping, wonderful feeling that men get to enjoy. But if the muscles can't expand and contract, we've got a problem. If we just keep expanding and we don't contract, we're going to lengthen the muscles. And muscles that are lengthened are weaker. You call them long and weak, the muscles, or short and tight. So the vaginistus is usually a tightening, but it may be tight but weak. So many women have tight but weak vaginal muscles. And that's usually because of trauma, unforgiveness, holding on. Constipation is also seen as not letting go. So there's so many things that it's just like, seriously, this is just not fair. But that loosening of the vagina can also be experienced by many women going through the menopause because, you know, collagen starts to decrease from the age of 25. We're not actually linking the nutrition that we put into our bodies with the seasons that we're going through. And we're not recognizing that collagen, which gives us our elasticity and our responsiveness. Proteins, good quality proteins, especially if we turn vegan and we're not getting the density of the protein that we need. We're not recognizing the nutrients we need at the vaginal level, to make us really good. So as I said, you take away the VA from vagina and you're left with Gina. And Gina is Italian for queen. So every one of us has this queen living right there, the gateway to our inner and outer world, and we don't recognize it. But then a VA is our virtual assistant. All your VA needs to do is make your Gina vibrantly appealing. I've said this spoken word so many times, but then it becomes vibrantly appealing Gina, the most sought after girl I know, the entrance to a gateway that links our inner and outer worlds, that brings love, life and flow. Yet many underrate her, don't think about her, don't even regard her, and call her all kinds of names, not understanding Gina, your queen, may cause a life of hurt and shame. And that's not because she's intentional about doing that to you, but you haven't been intentional or educated about what you need to do for her. So it's kind of like a, you know, a crossover. You've got to understand it, right? So we have to really know what we can do to actually strengthen those muscles. And we have to think about those muscles. As I said, the ultimate reward is great sex. That is the ultimate reward. Better sex is the ultimate reward. But it's also flatter abs. It plays a role in the shape and contour of your lower abdominals. So the six rewards that are there: flatter abs, better shaped butt, better shaped thighs, improved posture, dry knickers, always great sex. Which one don't you want? They're an add-on. So when people ask me, well, what do? I say, I help women to become, I build strong pelvic floor muscles so women can become confident, continent, and sexually satisfied, all whilst improving posture, performance, and body shape. I give women six rewards. I've just told them to you. And no one would think that the foundation of your trunk could do all that. But if you think about it, if you want to put an extension on your house, the first thing you build is what you never see. The first thing that has to be done first is the foundation. The house you live in, where you are, the foundation has to be strong. Any car has a foundation. It's all the chassis and the under. That's the foundation of the car. Hold it together. We have to have good foundations so that everything else above that, that we see, that we enjoy, can be enjoyed for generations to come, or passed on and passed on. But that's what happens for us physically. The foundation of our trunk is our pelvic floor, to protect and support as if a trapdoor. Understand it well, value its role, confidently, continent, be it your goal, and sexually satisfied, and great posture, and great body shape, and great performance. Let them all be the things that you aspire to, but understand that the foundation impacts each and everything you think about. And once you get that understanding, you're in a better position. And that is what we will definitely be strengthening over the next 60 days. When we look at foods, when we look at nutrition, we look at thoughts, we'll look at how to let go and why we should let go. You can stay there and be women like that. I'm never going to forgive him. I'm never going to forgive him. But he is locked inside of your sex and reproductive organs, and he's causing you neck pain, or can cause you neck pain. He's causing you low back pain. He's causing you groin pain. He's making you tight so you don't even have the flexibility that you have, because you're tightening up because you won't let go. If you won't let go, you can't open up effectively. He's affecting your intimacy moving forwards. He's affecting your digestive system. So he's affecting your body shape. He's affecting your ability to open and empty well. He's having an effect on you in so many different ways that you have no idea about, because you don't want to let go. But once you understand why you should let go, life becomes absolutely amazing. Makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory, E bar gold.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
We'll be right back.
play that track again. I love that track, but it's about keep holding on. And I just thought, really, so many people are holding on. And my question is, what are you holding on to? And why is it you feel the need that you cannot let go? That's a question you have to ask yourself. So I mentioned vaginal atrophy. I mentioned vaginal laxity. And the other one is vaginal dryness. And that can be quite a debilitating, and it can be quite a painful expression during menopause. It can create recurring urinary tract infections. It can be very uncomfortable and make it very hard just to even just do your standard everyday things. Even urinating can be very uncomfortable. So, you know, as progesterone levels decrease, estrogen levels decrease, and our nutrition and lifestyle isn't always the best, we find that any interruption in the hormonal balance can actually make lives quite challenging. And the body becomes, the vagina is naturally, and it's a self-cleaning, it's the cleanest part of the body, and it's self, but it can become overly acidic, and that can create a lot of problems. And especially if you're doing a lot of douching and you're doing a lot of washing out and using soaps and deodorants when you shouldn't be putting anything in there, and you're altering the pH balance downstairs, you can create a lot of problems for yourself. But what happens is the skin and support tissues of the lips, the vulva and vagina become thinner as a result of a drop in hormone levels. And this can be a cause for dryness. But the weakening of the muscles also begins, and the end result could be incontinence, it could be pelvic organ prolapse, it could be repeat infections, it can just be a number of things. So there has to be, at some point, especially at this point in our lives, there has to be vaginal healthcare, and that's something that we need to be able to consider, and it would really, really help us to understand if we know what we can do to make life better. If we can have this conversation, then it makes life much, much more exciting. If you think about it, even for many men, when they, if they go into affairs, if they look for a, inverted commas, younger model, what they're looking for is a responsive vaginal canal. They're looking for one that is plump, it's lubricated, it's responsive, and it doesn't create pain and discomfort, and it doesn't make that woman want to run away from being intimate. That's what they want to have. And honestly, we can have these things. These things are available to us. We can continue to experience these things. We just need to understand how. We just need to understand that if we have these issues down there, you know, we're walking left and right, and we're having an impact, and it's impacting us, even down to the underwear we're wearing, and that's having an impact, then that's going to make us struggle to be able to focus at work. It's going to create issues around concentration. It's going to create issues around posture and performance. It's going to create issues in and outside of our personal and professional relationships. It's going to make us feel that if we have to keep going to the toilet at the most inopportune time, what are our colleagues thinking about us? We're going to start judging ourselves based on what we think people are, or how we think people are judging us. And so suddenly we have this whole different scenario going on, but it's going on inside of our head, and we're playing it out in our head, and we're trying to keep ourselves relevant and useful. We're not so free when we go out. You know, we're worried. I mean, honestly, most people after work go for a drink. But if you've got lots of issues going on downstairs, drinking alcohol is just going to exacerbate your problem. Now, if you're a person that enjoys a glass or two and you feel that that's been taken away from you, you start to ask yourself, what else is my menopause costing me? Or what else is my femininity costing me? But the question you should be asking yourself is, what can I do to make this transition comfortable so that I can go through my day-to-day life without feeling like I've been robbed of something, or I have to give up something that I love, or, you know, I've been hard done by? What can I do? How can I make my life better? How do I get to do that? And the way in which you get to do that is to understand how your body works. So the only way you're going to get to do that is to actually say, right, I need to understand how my body works. Optimizing my health is a luxury item I'm willing to invest in. It's a luxury item I want to possess. Because we go out then, it's like people are like, right, I'll save my money. I've got to own a Chanel bag. I mean, by the way, I'd love to own a Chanel bag, but I want to own a Chanel bag. Or right now, if people are not getting Chanel, they're going, well, I'm going to get Louis Vuitton, or I'm going to get whatever big mate they want to buy. I want to own this, and I want to have this, and I want to drive this car, and I want to live in this area, and I want to have all of these things that are external to myself that don't add a jot to my health. They do. They add more headaches and pressure if we go and stretch ourselves to get them, but then things change and we're not able to sustain them. They actually add a lot of pressure, and that pressure goes straight downstairs into our seat, into our pelvis, into our pelvic floor. So they can add a lot of adverse pressure if they're not something that we can acquire without having to stretch ourselves to do it. But, and there's a big but, we should not have to stretch ourselves to acquire, to have, to maintain, and to enjoy optimal health. That should not be a stretch. It shouldn't be something we go, oh my God, really? No, you're ridiculous. You keep that. No. I'd love to have it, but you know what? I can't afford it. Really, we should be saying, I can't afford not to have it. I can't afford to have invested so much into my house and my car and my holidays and my family and my children to leave them because I can't afford it. Or for them to have to nurse me or manage me because I didn't manage myself. Yes, today, this week, International Women's Month, I've gone for the jugular because I want to. I've always said for years and years, my thing is to create an empowerment towards movement for women globally, everywhere. I want that for us. There are Muslim countries where women are covered up and they can't have this conversation, but they are suffering under those clothing. I've done talks for women, and when you get them behind closed doors on their own, they want this. They want to optimize their health. But they feel that there's more restrictions there. But if you get them together and you teach them on their own, their husbands will enjoy that and they will feel more of a full woman. And that can make a massive difference to their relationship. When I've helped a lady who had not felt her husband for 27 years, within 3 months to feel him and him to feel her, he came to see who I was. When I helped a lady avoid surgery for a grade 2 uterine prolapse, that went back to a grade 1. I was invited to her house to drink champagne, and her husband kissed her on her head and said to me, thank you for giving me my wife back. When ladies have called me and said, Jenny, guess what? I got home, I got upstairs, I got to the toilet, I pulled out my knickers, and guess what? I didn't wet myself. That's priceless. That is priceless. I just know that, you know, as a Christian, we say that when one soul is saved, the whole of heaven rejoices. The whole of heaven rejoices when one soul is saved. When one person's quality of life is transformed and they have the confidence to run, jump, twist, skip, hop, throw their head back freely and laugh without fear of leaking, I have done my job. When one lady knows that her husband can see her as sassy and sexy and useful and youthful and couldn't even imagine turning his head to the left or the right, because what he married he still can enjoy in early and later life. I've done my job. When a lady comes to me and she's either leaking or she has vaginal laxity or loss of sensation, and those things are returned, but at the same time, she's dropped a couple of dress sizes, her muscles are tauter, her butt's lifted, her posture's improved, her performance is great. And she's, you know, she's a boss in the boardroom and the bedroom. I've done my job. And I get so much satisfaction out of doing that job. That is what I want to share with you. But nothing is free. Butter costs a load of money right now. It's bad. Food has gone up. Nutrition has gone up. And with it, so has our health. Because with the prices and the cost of living that they're putting it into everyone's head, the fear has gone up, which means the stress has gone up, which means the body's under more pressure, which means we need to understand how to manage that pressure well so that there is a financial, material cost of living, but there's definitely a mental, emotional, physical cost of living. And that cost of living crisis is massive. That's why the NHS is so stretched. That's why we've got access to so many things, and yet still people's health is getting poorer and poorer by the day. And mainly not just because of poor nutritional choices, but the prolonged elevated levels of stress are messing up the body's systems. The access to alcohol over water, messing up the detoxification systems. The 24-hour access to TV, internet, Blu-ray screens, all that different stuff is messing up the circadian rhythm and the systems that run the body. The poor news on TV that's creating poor and negative thoughts and negative self-image thoughts is messing up the body systems. The shallow breathing, the holding the breath, the hyperventilating, it's messing up our body systems. And then if I just go, well, I just don't want to move, what's the point? We're messing up our body systems and we need to stop doing that. So, pelvicsecrets at iCloud.com, at pelvicsecrets on Instagram and Twitter, Jenny Russell on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you're around at 10 o'clock, we'll look for my Facebook Live to listen to Dr. Loretta and also Carol Uri, the alcohol-free accountability coach. Listen out. But until next week, in health and happiness, happy International Women's Month.